We have brave, brave people here in the studio. Live, brave people here in the studio. In the kitchen, when you have before you the grave and hallowed responsibility to put together an important family meal, to cater an important dinner party, even an elaborate picnic, if that is the task before you, what do you want? Who do you want most there in the kitchen with you? The world's most complete database of exotic ingredients and practical recipes, or the world's most annoying digital busybody? Well, that's the question when you invite the world-famous supercomputer Watson from IBM into the kitchen. And I'm not up for this, but Dan Pashman and Manoush Zomorodi are brave enough to actually match their tastes against the winner of Kasparov and Jeopardy. Dan is host of WNYC's Sporkful Food Podcast and Cooking Channel's web series, You're Eating It Wrong. Manoush is host of WNYC's podcast, New Tech City. What a great collaboration, you guys, and welcome.
Right? Thank you. Good to be here, John.
Yeah. Right. Now many the Watson people have been trying to get Watson to do more human subjective-y kinds of things with its software. So there have been chefs who've been working with Watson, and one of them is actually Bon Appetit's Dawn Perry, who's been testing a little bit Chef Watson's recipes, and she kind of gets sort of the limitations of Watson here.
There are definitely things that Watson can't experience, and for that reason, it's presented some challenges. Like Watson suggested pureeing an avocado into a gazpacho. Delicious, not pretty at all. And because I think visually when I'm developing, I was like, Watson.
All right. So
what she's describing there, John, right, is this idea that what Watson does is you type in the ingredients like you would with any sort of, you know, cooking app. But what's different about Watson is that it analyzes the flavor compounds in the ingredients and finds ways of combining them that you may never have thought of, that a regular recipe database would never serve up. And so it's going to come up with things that are very different, as Dan and I found.
Yeah, I mean, it told us to cook our avocado, and we were neither Manoush nor I had ever done that, and neither of us are trained chefs. I'm a pretty good home cook, but we both thought that was going to be pretty gross. And so the idea is that Watson is learning in the process of doing what it does. It's not simply regurgitating what's been programmed into it.
So Watson didn't suggest take this out and bury it in the backyard for a week or something and then bring it back in. That would be a great idea. I mean, Watson isn't saying things like you need more neutrons here in this in this garnish.
No, what it did do, though, is what we did. We went through my kitchen. We found a few things. I hadn't gone to the grocery store that week. We put in that we had Brussels sprouts. We put in we had avocado. And I sort of thought, we'll see what it comes up with. But what it had us do was actually cook the avocado into the Brussels sprouts. So it became this delicious, what did you call it, vegan butter? It became like this delicious coating over it and gave this fatty, unctuous, I think, was the word that you used, Dan.
That's my go-to food-describing word, unctuous, yes. But, it coated it in a kind of fattiness that made the Brussels sprouts feel really decadent, much more so than they would have just cooked in olive oil.
Now, in this particular case, unlike Bon Appetit, you guys are doing this sort of roll up your sleeves, absolutely practical, right in your kitchen with
excuse me, John. Right? My sleeves were rolled up. Manoush was mostly drinking coffee and heckling me from her kitchen table. But, yeah. Sure.
There's lies going on here already. I think this, yes, there was what we wanted was something delicious, which I think we got. But we also tested the limitations of IBM Watson, which was, we said we wanted to put bananas in. Watson forgot about the bananas. At some point,
really?
Dan looked at me. He's like, wait a minute, I got this garlic. Why haven't we put the garlic in yet? Watson also forgot about the garlic. So the human beings actually really proved their worth in the kitchen when this happens. And I think we should point out the reason why IBM is doing this is it's sort of a softer way of introducing this idea of cognitive computing into regular life, right? I mean, the friendliest place to use this is in the kitchen, hanging out with Dan, drinking coffee. coffee. Watson, you forgot about the garlic. But what we know is IBM just made a huge deal this week with Medtronic, with Apple, with Johnson & Johnson. They are getting into the health field. That's a little bit more scary that they're looking at our health data. So the kitchen is really the best place to introduce
this. All right. Manoush, you make a good point.
Thank you.
We want more tech. Did you really think at the end of the day that you needed a Watson app in your kitchen to make food for your family?
I don't think that we felt that we needed it, but
okay.
I do think that
I was asking Manoush.
Here's the thing.
Did you need it?
Do I need it? No, but I don't need a lot of things
all
in
right.
my life, right? But can
all
I just
right.
point out, I don't like to cook. I'm easily bored. I'm constantly looking for creativity.
So it might be a helper.
It could, yeah. I mean, I feel pretty proud of us. We made a big discovery. Mm. We made something really delicious pretty quickly. We needed a little bit of human input, but it came up with something that was so different that I felt there was a creative moment or spark that happened in my kitchen.
And Tashman wasn't controlling everything.
He's a good chopper.
He's a good chopper. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, did you try to trick it? I mean, say things like, how much sriracha should you put in an infant's baby food? And it would have gone, no, idiot, don't do that at all. What do you think?
I think Watson's not quite as dark as you, John.
No,
I think that
not.
Watson wants to come up with creative solutions and doesn't want to torture people.
Well, I just want to know if it figures out what humans don't want or what humans can
yes,
do.
Yes, and that I think
humans.
It's very – no, you're absolutely
not
right.
Dark, sick people like me, humans.
So what it's doing, though, is it's taking Bon Appetit's thousands of recipes. It's going to Wikipedia. It is going to the Department of Agriculture's database and coming up with these wild combinations that it knows could work.
The idea is that the more flavor compounds the ingredients share, the more likely they are to be used together in Western cuisine, and therefore we think the more likely they are to taste good together.
So that's a software engineer at IBM talking all about how they're trying to solve this problem.
Yeah.
And do this exactly right. Florian Pinnell.
Yep.
Smart guy.
That's right. But you know what's interesting is this idea of the finding common ground in these different flavor compounds. That's how Western cuisine works. But actually, in Eastern cuisine, it's built much more on contrast between flavor compounds and spices, especially in Indian and Chinese cuisine. And so if you want to use Watson to cook that kind of food, you actually need to ask it to come up with a recipe that has a very low synergy score, which means contrast instead of synergy among flavor compounds.
Well, great work, guys, helping Watson to understand what that thing called food is that humans eat. Dan Pashman, host of WNYC's Sporkful Food podcast and cooking channel's web series, You're Eating It Wrong, and Manoush Zomorodi, host of WNYC's podcast, New Tech City. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
And here's something for you to take with you today, some food combinations you can try at home from some of the folks who contacted us from Akron, Ohio. Horseradish and red raspberry jam on roast beef and melted Swiss. I'm not particularly fond of sandwiches, but this one is especially delectable.
This is Ian Smith of Salt Lake City, Utah, and I like to put sriracha hot sauce on glazed donuts.
Hi, this is Chelsea from Salt Lake City, Utah. I love eating Cool Ranch Doritos and cottage cheese. I eat it like a dip. It is yummy, even though it doesn't sound like it is. You gotta try it. Yum.
By the way, that Brussels sprouts Watson recipe is up at thetakeaway.org. You can listen back to anything on the show as well. Got a question for me? I'm at Jay Hockenberry on Twitter. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.